and welcome to Unashamed, a Smut Lovers podcast, where we just want to talk about smut. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Courtney.
And today we are doing My Dark Desire by LJ Shen and Parker S. Huntington. We love these authors. We're very excited about it. So we've read the first book in this series, but I'm pretty sure they're complete standalones and that you don't have to read the first book in order to get the second book. Because I have zero recollection of the first book.
I remember the first book. And this, the main male character is friends with the main male character from the first book. So it's like a group of like three or four guys. And they each get a story where they find their, you know, wife, whatever, however so it works out.
There's crossover, but I don't think it's necessary to read one before the other.
I don't think so either, because I'm not even entirely certain they live like in the same places. So, yeah, you might like hear or there will be references to maybe what happened, like the first book, the characters at least, but I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, so the blurb on this book, it seems like it's going to be a Cinderella story retelling. She breaks into his house to retrieve her pendant, and she gets caught, and he decides to make her his maid. And it is also, it's a grumpy.
I don't know where I missed that.
I started reading information about the book before Courtney tuned in. So,
yeah.
It's on the about the book part. So there's a blurb on the about the book part, but it's only the first half of the blurb. And then in the book, there's another half of the blurb, but in the about the book, it says that it's a grumpy.
Okay. I mean, I guess that makes sense. The, I'm sorry, guys. So we are recording this on the same day that the last episode finished up. So I have a really bad cough. I have an upper respiratory infection. So there's going to be weird gaps where I start a sentence and then don't finish it, or Kelsey picks it up for me because I don't have full control of my lungs.
Yeah, we try to edit as seamlessly as possible, but sometimes things just don't work out that way. So just in case, that's what's going on. But yeah, it seems like he keeps her as like a pet, as a maid, and he, you know, she's not in the plan, but he can't resist temptation. And yeah, I don't know. That's the gist of the blurb.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really excited to dive in. I love LJ Shen. She always brings just the emotion and everything like that. And one of those authors that does ink so well that I will walk through fire to read it.
And Parker S. Huntington. She's amazing as well.
Yes, I've read Parker S. Huntington.
We read her together a couple times, actually.
Yeah.
So not on the podcast. We've never done one of her books on the podcast.
I feel like we did the first book of this series on the podcast.
Oh, just kidding. Maybe we did do that.
I feel like we did. Like, I can't remember for sure, but I feel like we did. It was the Southern, like, Belle girl who gets, I don't know if I want to spill it. He, like, ruins her reputation publicly so that she has to marry him because she was going to marry a guy that he hated and, like, wanted to ruin his reputation.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that we read it on the podcast. I know for a fact we read it together, though. So
we did read it together. I just don't remember. But that's not uncommon for me.
We've read a lot of books, guys.
So, there's a big whopping 93 fucking chapters in this book, not including the epilogue.
I don't know how many pages it is, but it's
like 400 something.
That's a lot of chapters for 400 pages.
I'm excited. I said, I don't know if it was last book or the book before, but I said that I love short chapters. So I'm pretty stoked about that. Let me see. Let me pull it up. There are 428 pages.
Yeah. So oh, well, I was just going to say, so let's see how it all shakes out. It does look like they're relatively short chapters.
Yeah, the midway point is chapter 40. So if you are reading along with us, go ahead and mark that. I don't have anything else to say. I'm excited.
Same.
Okay, so if you are reading along with us, go ahead and read till chapter 40 and come back. Pause here. Okay, we're back.
Yes, I love this book so far.
Yeah, it's really good. I wonder how they're writing it. If like they're switching off chapters, if they're switching off characters. I feel like if they're switching off characters, LJ Shen is writing him.
Yeah, I could see that.
He gives LJ Shen main male character vibes 100%.
You know what he gives? He gives Vicious. Like,
he gives Vaughn. He gives Cillian. He gives, you know, all. He's delicious. He's wonderful. I am very excited for the rest of this book. So, okay, let's do a little recap. So her dad died and it was a suspicious death and the will had been changed and didn't seem valid and everything was left to her stepmother, basically. And so her stepmother is awful. Her stepsisters are awful. It's like that part of the story is very stereotypical Cinderella, right? She owns a cleaning company and it's all very, very Cinderella-y. And then so he hosts a party because his mom really wants him to get married. And she decides this is the perfect time to break in and steal back the pendant that her dad gave to her and her stepmother sold to him. So she breaks in and she tries to steal it and she gets caught. And when she runs away, she leaves her tattered sneaker behind and he hunts down who he thinks it might be, and the stepsisters are like, it was me, and he was like, great, let's go talk to the police, and they're like, just kidding, it was her. So anyways, he makes her a deal to come work as his housekeeper because essentially she's the only one that he can stand the thought of touching. His dad died in a bad accident and his body landed on top of him and he hasn't been able to stand the thought of touch since. So basically they cut a deal like, I won't turn you into the police. I'll hire you a lawyer and a private investigator to work out the will and you clean my house and hang out with me and let me practice touching someone so that when I get married to someone else, the thought doesn't revolt me, even though the woman that he's chosen to marry also is revolted by touch. So, or not by touch, but like by sex. So he doesn't have to worry about touching her. It's a whole thing, but I mean, that's the gist.
He's also like using it as an excuse because he wants to touch her. He just knows he can't marry her because like his mom would never approve. One, she's not rich. She's not a part of their culture. And his mom does not like her and she doesn't like his mom. I wonder how that's going to resolve itself because it seems like for as much as she's not a good mother, he really loves her.
Yeah, he loves her and Romeo loves her. Also, okay, I don't remember Romeo and Dallas's story, but they're heavily involved.
All of them are.
Yeah, not like their storyline specifically is not that important, but they are best friends. And okay, so let's talk about the last scene because I literally cried. Which was so, it wasn't even that big of a deal, okay? But she was just having a bad birthday, and Dallas was nice to her, and I was like, like, I started crying. And that's where it ended, where Dallas was like, just wait here, I'll be back.
Oh, I thought she, like, convinced her to go downstairs with her to the party. Yeah, but
she had a dress.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling Dallas is going to be playing some fairy godmother.
I think she will, too. I do remember Dallas and Romeo's book, only because I remember, like, certain scenes, like the scene where, like, they were doing stuff in public and got caught and stuff like that. It was a really good book. For those of you who haven't read it, I want to say we did it as a read-along, but I can't say for sure. So,
there's wind whistling between these ears. Like, I have no recollection of it.
There's a lot of books in our read-alongs that I have zero recollection of either. I went through our episodes, like, just kind of scrolling through them the other day. And I'm like, did we read that? Obviously, we did. But
I remember it was good. But I have not read a single L.J. Shen or Parker S. Huntington book that I didn't love. So
there was one, and we did it for a read along. It was I think she was like a judge's daughter, maybe, or it was like a bodyguard, rich woman, maybe a pop star or something.
I don't know. Oh, I remember. I liked it, but
it was my least favorite. It wasn't horror. It wasn't bad. It was a good book still. It was an Elder Shen book. Obviously, you can rely on her for a good book. But it definitely, I feel like, wasn't quite up to par. This series, though, is shaping up to be really good. And the next book in this series is the royal one, Ollie.
Yeah, that one is going to be so good. Oh,
no. I just want to know who the main female character is going to be. Like, starting someone to knock him off his ass.
I bet she's a virgin, and I bet it spooks him. So anyway,
it's not the sister-in-law.
Oh, maybe. Anyways, so back to this book. So something massive is obviously going to happen with the pendant. That's a huge, like, thing. It's a his and her set, and it was meant to be hers. I'm sure once she, you know, gets him and all the way under her spell and confesses what the deal is with the pendant, that will go back to her. It might even be something along the lines of like a proposal down the line. Something big is going to happen with the pendant. But in the meantime, he's going to fuck up.
He's going to fuck up so hard. I think it's going to like get up to the point of him getting married, like maybe not going through with it, but getting married to that other woman, like, for him to like realize or something to snap out of it, because she has already stated that she has some pretty explicit boundaries as far as it goes. Because when he first started this, he didn't necessarily explicitly say, like, you know, I want to touch you to learn how to do touch. He started out like being like, well, I'm not disgusted by you or whatever. And then he kind of like brought up, he was like, well, you're going to teach me how to like bear human touch for someone else. And then she said, I'm not doing, like, you know, guys in relationships. And she was like, I won't mess with a married man. So I think that's where he's going to fuck up, is either he's going to marry her or like get up to the marriage and she's going to be like, no. And then, you know, leave or something like that.
I also think that Vera, the stepmother, is going to try to kill her.
I think so too, or something, because I feel like the dad's death was really sketchy. He was in the prime. I think it was an accident, right? Or a heart attack?
Something sketchy. Yeah. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was definitely murder. I've been watching a lot of true crime stuff lately. So, like, my mind is like, it's murder.
Yeah. So, it's going to be something weird.
So, anyways, I think that I think he's going to fuck up. And I think that she is not going to take that. And it's really going to hurt her feelings, whatever he does. Because he's kind of a softy. Like, he has this outward persona of being such a hard ass, which he is, and like ruthless and clinical and cold and aloof. But he is also kind of a softy when it comes to her. So, and when it comes to like his vulnerabilities, he is okay with showing his vulnerable side to her. So I think she's gonna see him vulnerable enough, and then that switch is gonna flip just like it did on her birthday. And I'm curious to see what is gonna happen with that.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot going on now that we don't know. But
yeah, there's a lot of book left.
Yeah, there is definitely a lot of book left. It's
hard to make theories this early in the game. Like, you know, usually at 50%, we have like some kind of idea. But really, there's a lot left in this book. So I don't know exactly how it's going to play out. And these authors are both very good at like tearing you apart and putting you back together in the most like emotional way possible. They both do angst so fucking well. So I'm very excited for that. Hurt me. I mean, they already just hurt me about a lonely birthday. I was like, oh my God.
I know.
I cried.
I have to hand in like my badass card or something, because I'm a little bitch, dude. I cry at everything now.
Sweet. And you used to not.
Dad, I just cry.
Yeah, you used to not be a crier. So we will receive your badass card gratefully and hand you a little bitch plaque.
I'll take it.
Okay, so I don't really have anything else to say.
I've got nothing. I'm so excited to dive back in. I was like pressuring Kelsey a little bit. I'm like, I am dying, not physically, but to finish the book.
I was watching true crime stories and small animal videos, so there's that.
I don't have an actually in the middle of a true crime documentary.
Okay, so if you are reading along with us, go ahead and go till the end of the book and come back. Pause here. Okay, we're back.
Yes.
One of these days we'll have our shit together. Today is not that day. But I did go to Universal Studios, so yay me. Unfortunately for you, that means I'm a little foggy on what's happened. So I don't remember where we left off, but I do remember this was a wonderful book. But I mean, these authors are amazing, so.
Absolutely. It was a really good book. I got the bonus chapter, and let me just say I think the best part about this book is the group chat between the boys. It's just the funniest thing in the entire world. So, oh, you know what? I remember. So we found out that Pharaoh's fencing coach, he kept trying to get her to like set down the lawsuit, and he said that he was going to get her another shot at the Olympics, which was like her big dream. But he was like super adamant that she couldn't do the lawsuit to get her inheritance or anything about the will back. And it turns out it's because his son was the one who killed her father. Like, it wasn't an accident. He did it, and he got a payday from it, from the stepmother. And he was also like screwing the stepmother. They were dating or whatever. And that's why he was so adamant, because he didn't want her to find the connection. And so Zachary did eventually find the connection. They all go to jail. And then they get married in Vegas by an Elvis impersonator.
But a big thing happened in between that. So after that whole showdown happened, she says, I need time. I need 30 days to figure out what is going on with my life and who I am and blah, blah, blah. So just give me 30 days of space. And in those 30 days, he is trying to break up with his fiance and she's hiding. And his mom and aunt are helping her hide. And so she ended up being hella shady. She made up this big elaborate story about how she's asexual and that she doesn't want to be touched either and blah, 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 blah. And like that was not the case. That was a lie. And so anyways, he decided, I don't care what mommy thinks and I'm going to break up with her. But it took the whole 30 days for him to track her down. And he finally did in Italy. And he was like, hey, we're over. And she was like, that's it. And he was like, well, what else is there to say? And she was like, anything. And he was like, no, and left. And he was like, that took longer than expected. And then he just has the most horrible time getting back to the States, and like flights get canceled and car rentals break down and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And he ends up in like horrible weather and pulls up to her fencing competition armed with the shoe that she left in the beginning. And he proposes to some random kid because they're in a fencing uniform. And and the kid's laughing at him and he's like, I don't know what to do because you just grabbed my hand and started proposing. And then Pharaoh showed up and she ends up being a coach instead of her own Olympic dreams. She ends up helping other kids reach their Olympic dreams. And yeah, and then they get married by an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah, it was really cute. Yeah, she ends up becoming a fencing coach. Jesus, it's too early for this. Yeah, it was a really, really, really good book. And so the bonus chapter, I don't think Kelsey read it. I had to like sign up for the thing, which I'm already subscribed. So, but anyway, the fencing or the bonus chapter sets up book three, which is, I can't remember his name now, but it's the last friend in the group. And I thought it was going to be someone else, but I think it set it up to be, it sets it up a way that I didn't think it was going to happen. So I'm really excited for the next book in this series. Oh, hello.
We have video chat now and Legend has joined the chat.
Oh my God. You want to say hi? So big, Kelsey.
You want to say hi?
Hi.
Hi. So you want to hear it?
So, I don't really have anything else to say. It was wonderful, but we knew it was probably going to be wonderful. And then, I don't know what we're doing next.
No clue. It's a surprise to everybody.
Including us. So, happy Monday, everybody, and we will see you next week.
Bye, guys.
Thanks. Bye.